Hello and welcome to the Agape House New Testament Church podcast. Today's sermon is brought to you from our sermon series, True. We hope that this message is a blessing to you. Stay tuned after this sermon to learn about how you can connect with us. Now, here is Pastor Wickham.
It was a warm, sunny day in 2003 when 27-year-old Aaron Ralston set out hiking in a canyon in the mountains. Aaron was an experienced hiker and mountain climber, and he was looking forward to spending the day alone, free to wander wherever he wanted and to do whatever he pleased. But on that fateful day, something traumatic happened to Aaron Ralston that would change his life forever. As Aaron climbed the mountain, suddenly an 800-pound boulder on the mountainside became dislodged. As the giant boulder fell on him, it trapped Aaron's right forearm and pinned it against the canyon wall. The rock was so heavy that Aaron could not free himself. He tried to pull his arm out with all his might, but he was hopelessly trapped. And that's when it hit him. Since he was hiking alone, there was nobody around to help him. Ralston had not told anybody where he was. There would be no one searching for him. Aaron Ralston struggled to break free. He knew if he could not get free, then all hope was lost. The boulder that held him against the mountain would trap him till he died. But in spite of all his struggles, Aaron could not break free. He spent 4 days slowly sipping his small amount of remaining water while trying to free his arm. His efforts were futile as he could not free his arm from the rock. Eventually, Aaron became dehydrated and delirious. Life was slowly ebbing away. After 5 days held captive by the boulder, it seemed there was no way to freedom. Then a thought came to Aaron. He remembered that he had a pocket knife in his back pocket. If he really wanted to be free, he could take his knife, cut off his right forearm, and escape. But could he really do that? Could he bear the pain? Could he manage to cut through his own flesh and bone? Yet Aaron's desperation to be free was so great, that's exactly what he did. Aaron Ralston pulled out a pocket knife and cut off his right forearm and freed himself. He staggered out of the canyon, bleeding and wounded, and was found by a Dutch family who were hiking nearby. Miraculously, Aaron Ralston survived his 5 days alone stuck in the mountains and the self-amputation of his arm. Today, Aaron Ralston is a motivational speaker who talks to crowds about what's really important in life. And the true story of Aaron Ralston has a valuable lesson for all of us. See, the fact is, you may never be trapped underneath an 800-pound rock on the side of a mountain. Yet if we're honest today, every one of us has been trapped somewhere at some time in life. Maybe even right now, there's some place that you're trapped. You may be bound by fear or by sin or by addiction. You may be in bondage to sickness or anxiety. And no matter how hard you try, you're being held captive by a force too great for you to move. For the truth is, every one of us has faced a situation more desperate than the one Aaron Ralston faced. We've all been trapped by a power too great for us to move on our own. The Bible tells us that all of us have sinned, and his sin has come like an 800-pound boulder to pin us down, to trap us in its grip, and to slowly suck life out of all of us. If we don't escape, we face certain death. For the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death, and the bondage of sin and death brings fear and guilt and shame and suffering. But the good news for all of us today is that Jesus Christ has come to set us free. Sin and death are so mighty, we can never free ourselves from their grip, but Jesus can. You can't free yourself from the bondage you're in, but Jesus can free you from everything that holds you. That's why Jesus died in your place. He came and died on the cross and rose from the grave so that we could be free. And not only did he come to free us from the grip of sin and death, he also came so that we could live in freedom for the rest of our lives. That's the powerful message in our sermon today, a sermon entitled True Freedom. We're going to discover the secrets of breaking free from all the powers that hold us captive. And we'll learn how to live in true freedom all our days. But before we go further, Let's bow our heads and pray together. Almighty and everlasting Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for gathering us in your presence today to receive your truth and be transformed by it. Now we submit to you in the name of Jesus. I bind every voice that would come to deceive or disturb or distract us. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I loose the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that will enlighten our hearts and minds, the power that will liberate us with your love and your life, the power that will bring glory to you and change to us. We thank you and we bless you today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. I want to invite you to take a moment and join your faith with mine right now. Just put your hand on your chest and pray after me. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. Change my life. Manifest your glory in me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's broadcast. It's great to be with you in the presence of the Lord. I'm confident that the same Jesus Christ who rose from the dead is here to move in our midst and set us free. If you believe it, say amen. And by the power of his word, we're going to discover the truth that will change our lives. Our scripture text for today's message is found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and 13. It's on your notes. It's on the screen in front of you. But we all know that God's word has the greatest impact when it's in our hearts and in our mouths. So I'm going to invite you to read it out loud together with me. Read it like you mean it. Are you ready? Here we go. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. For you've been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to your hearts in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I love what the Word of God tells us about ourselves in this passage. It says, Christ has truly set us free. So just lift up your hand and say after me, I am free. Amen. See, the truth is, it doesn't say I will be free. It doesn't say, hopefully, one day in the future, I might be free. Jesus sets us free now, today. It's a present reality. So let's go deeper in God's Word and discover true freedom in Christ. And here's our first truth today. In Christ, I am set free. Listen again to how our scripture text for today begins. Galatians 5:1 tells us, so Christ has truly set us free. And friends, you have to believe that you are free now. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's now. It may not have fully manifested yet, but you have to believe it. You have to walk like it, talk like it, and expect it. You're free. If you're a born-again child of God, washed in the blood and filled with the Holy Spirit, then you are free. That's why Jesus came. That's why he died. That's why he rose again to liberate you and free you. In fact, that's what Jesus himself said about his purpose in life. Listen to his own words about his life in Luke 4:18-19. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And I declare to you today, I declare good news to you. I declare freedom to the captives and sight to the blind. I declare that all of the oppressed watching right now go free in Jesus' name. And I declare the favor of God upon you. It's true, not because I say so. It's true, not because you wish it so. It's true because Jesus himself is anointed to bring freedom to those held captive. He came to set all the oppressed free. And when he died on the cross and rose from the dead, he purchased that freedom for all of us. He paid the price to ransom us so that we could experience true freedom. You've got to get that truth deep inside your heart today. You've got to say today, I'm not going to let Jesus' death and resurrection be wasted in my life. He came to set me free, and he paid the price for my freedom, and I'm going to make sure Jesus gets what he paid for. And the scriptures are clear about the freedom Christ brings to us. As we go through the Bible, we see many other cases and many other verses where it talks about the freedom purchased for us. For example, in Romans 3:24, the Bible says, God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. So in Christ, I'm free from the penalty of sin. I'm no longer going to be judged for my sins. I'm no longer going to pay a penalty. I'm free from the penalty and the sentence of sin. And in Christ, I'm free from the power of sin. For Romans 6:6-7 says, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Listen, friends, sin has lost its power. It's dead and gone. We're no longer slaves to sin because we've been set free from its power. I think one of the saddest things is that so many Christians today fail to understand this truth. A lot of Christians act like Jesus doesn't have enough power to free them from sin. They walk around saying, well, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Well, the flesh may be weak, but I'm not relying on the flesh. I'm relying on the power of the Holy Spirit in me. And the Holy Spirit in me is stronger than the sin around me. The Jesus I serve has enough power to deliver me from temptation. In Christ, I am free. And when I unite with Christ in salvation, I'm dead to sin. The power of sin to hold me captive is dead and buried. God said it. I believe it, and that settles it. I am free. For when Jesus sets you free, you don't ever need to go back to slavery again. Hundreds of years ago, the vile practice of slavery was in existence all around the world. But gradually, by God's grace, it began to lose its power and was eradicated. Thousands of slaves were set free, and one of the greatest celebrations of that freedom took place on the island of Jamaica. There, on July 31st, 1838, a Baptist pastor named William Nibbs gathered 10,000 slaves for a great praise gathering on the night of their emancipation. At the stroke of midnight, all slaves on the island of Jamaica were legally declared free. So William Nibb and the 10,000 slaves built a huge wooden coffin. As the midnight hour approached, the slaves came one by one and placed all the evidence of their bondage into that coffin. Whips, branding irons, chains, fetters of all kinds, slave garments, and all the things that represented the terrible demonic slavery system that was now coming to an end were dumped in that coffin. And at the first stroke of the midnight bell, Nibbs shouted, "The monster is dying!" At each stroke of the bell that followed, this cry was repeated, and the great crowd began to join in the cry. At the 12th stroke, 10,000 voices cried out, "The monster is dead! The monster is dead! Let us bury him." They then screwed the coffin lid down and lowered it into a huge grave and covered it up. That night, every heart rejoiced and 10,000 voices grew hoarse, shouting and crying with joy. Once they were in bondage to slavery, but now they were free. And friends, that's what I declare to you today. The monster is dead. The power of sin is broken. My sinful nature has died with Christ. It's been buried in baptism. And I never, ever, ever want to go back to that old life again. For I am free. So consider this today. If, after being freed from slavery and all the instruments of slavery were buried in a coffin, would you ever go and dig up that coffin and recover the tools of your own torture? No! The slaves who were emancipated in Jamaica and around the world would never go back. They would never go and dig up that coffin and take out the chains that once held them. So then, why would you ever go back to the grave where your old life is buried and dig up the thoughts that have kept you in bondage for so long? When you unite with Christ in his death and resurrection, then your old life is dead. Your sin nature is dead. And the chains that kept you in bondage were the thoughts the enemy used to deceive you. Bury them now and don't ever bring them up again. For in Christ, we're free from the penalty of sin. We're free from the power of sin. And we're free from the the condemnation of sin. For Romans 8, 1 to 3 says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. God sent his own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. In other words, when you are in Christ, you are free from condemnation. You're free from all blame and accusation. You may have been a sinner, but when your sin is under the blood, there's no penalty, no guilt, no condemnation for you any longer. And when the power of sin is broken, all the results of sin are broken too. In Christ, I'm free from death. In Christ, I'm free from the power of darkness. In Christ, I'm free from fear. In Christ, I'm free from temptation. In Christ, I'm free from the devil. In Christ, I'm free from anything that would hold me captive. And friends, it's time to make up your mind that the past is past and you've got a new life. It's time to step up into a new level of freedom. Count the old life dead and bury it today. Let Jesus receive the reward for what he purchased. Start walking in freedom. See, you've got a choice today. You can either let your past hold you back, or you can start living a new life of freedom in Jesus. That's the choice two brothers faced many years ago. Once there were two brothers in a certain village who were convicted of stealing sheep. They were caught, and as a punishment for their crime, they were each branded on the forehead with the letters ST, which stood for sheep thief. One brother was so ashamed that he immediately ran away from the area and attempted to build a new life in another country. Even there, though, people asked him, why do you have ST branded on your forehead? He was too ashamed to admit what it meant and too scarred by the branding to walk with his head up high. He couldn't bear his guilt, so he continued wandering through life, and finally, unable to bear the burden, he committed suicide. The other brother took a different approach. He said to himself, I can't run away from the fact that I stole sheep. But that's the past. I can stay here and win back my self-respect and the respect of my neighbors. So he set out to live a good life, a transformed life, helping others and rebuilding his damaged reputation. The years passed, and he built a reputation as a good man. One day, a stranger came to that town and saw the second brother, now an old man, with the letters ST branded on his forehead. He asked a resident of the town what the letters stood for. The townsman thought for a minute and said, it happened a long time ago. I've forgotten the particulars, but I think the letters are an abbreviation for the word saint. Instead of sheep thief, he was now known as a saint. Jesus turns a sheep thief into a saint. He turns sinners into saints. Jesus sets us free from our past and gives us new life. The old is forgotten, and the new life becomes your new identity. And that brings us to our second truth today. In Christ, I stay free. Listen again to our text from Galatians 5. Now, make sure that you stay free. Tell your neighbor, make sure you stay free. And don't get tied up again in slavery to the law, for you've been called to live in freedom. See, friends, Jesus didn't just come to free you and then leave you. He came to keep you free. We've all been called to live every day in freedom, to never return to bondage again. Your freedom wasn't something that just happened on the day you got saved. It's not a one-time event that happened years ago. Jesus frees you so that you can experience freedom every day of your life. But understand that this is written as a command to us. The Apostle Paul tells us, make sure you stay free. In other words, there's something you have to do. Christ has won your freedom, but you have to make sure you practice freedom. There's a part you play in walking in freedom so that you don't get tied up again in bondage. You have to avoid the pitfalls and the dangers that lie all around you in life. You have to walk out your freedom and keep walking away from sin and walking towards Jesus. A true story from World War II illustrates this truth for us. Late in the war, the Allied forces were bombing German army positions that were occupying the nation of Serbia. Hundreds of airplanes were sent over Serbia to drop bombs on the Germans. Though the bombs were hitting their targets, the Germans were also able to shoot down many of the Allied planes. In fact, 500 Allied airmen were shot down in a short period of time and were forced to parachute out into German-occupied territory. The airmen drifted by parachuting into occupied Serbia. They expected to be captured or killed by the Germans. Instead, on the ground, remarkable rescue teams were already in place. Serbian farmers tracked the path of the floating flight crews. Their mission was to grab the Allied airmen and bring them to safety before the German soldiers arrived. Risking their own lives, the Serbian farmers fed and sheltered the downed Allied airmen. Their goal was to rescue the airmen and then escort them out of enemy territory, leading them to safety. So every night, under cover of darkness, small bands of Serbian farmers led rescued Allied airmen through the bush, avoiding German soldiers and out of danger until they reached safety. Now, here's the interesting truth. These rescued men were in friendly hands, but they were surrounded by danger. All around them were enemy soldiers who were trying to find them and capture them and imprison them. The men had been rescued, but they still had to guard where they walked, who they walked with, and how they lived. The men had been saved from their enemy, but the journey had just begun. They still had to walk to freedom. And the same thing is true for us. Jesus has freed us, but we live in a hostile world filled with temptation. The enemy lurks around us, wanting to capture us and put us back under bondage. We have to guard where we walk. We have to guard who we walk with. We have to guard against the traps that would take us back into captivity. That's why Paul says, now make sure you stay free. Don't get tied up again in slavery. For the airmen in World War II, it was a journey of survival. For us, it's a journey of faith. The Christian life isn't an arrival, it's an adventure. Christ rescues us, then points us to the path of following him. For in Christ, to be freed from something sets you on the path towards something. So how can we live that life of freedom? Well, the Bible gives us three clear ways. First of all, we stay free by walking in faith. That's why the Bible tells us in Galatians 3:22, we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. You've got to believe the word of God. You've got to believe that Jesus sets you free. It requires faith on your part to know it's true and accept that truth. No matter what you may be facing today, it's not impossible with God to deliver you. If you believe, all things are possible. Don't magnify your problems, magnify your God. It may have been bad for a long time, but this is a new day. Yesterday is gone. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. And when you walk in faith, you walk in freedom. There's freedom for fear. There's freedom from worry. There's freedom from anxiety. There's freedom from distress. God is delivering somebody right now, for God will surely keep his word. And that's the second way we live free. God's word is truth, and we live free by walking in the truth. Jesus taught us that in John 8:31 and 32. He said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Oftentimes, it's our wrong mindsets that hold us in captivity. Instead of agreeing with God, we do just the opposite and we believe lies. Just like a virus can infect your computer, so wrong thinking can infect your mind. It can cause you to slow down or crash or become unstable, fail to operate. We need to delete all the lies from the enemy. You have to make up your mind to break free from all the wrong mindsets. For the devil may tell you that you can't make it, but God says you are well able. Others may say you're not good enough, but God says you can do all things through Christ. Your family may tell you that your life was a mistake, but God says you are a masterpiece. Schools may reject you and friends may betray you, but God says you are accepted. God says you are beloved. God says you are chosen. So reject the lies and replace them with God's truth. Speak the truth and say, I am forgiven. Speak the truth and say, his mercies are new every morning. God and me are a majority. He's already lined up the contacts, the contracts, and the conditions for me to be blessed. For I know who I am. I am a child of God. I'm going to be everything God has created me to be, and I'm going to do everything God has created me to do. It's time to push the lies out and let the truth of God set you free. For no matter who you are, or what you've done, or what you failed to do, there's still time for you to fulfill your destiny and make your mark. In fact, you wouldn't still be here if you'd finished your race. There are still victories ahead of you, and God has kept you here so you can live in freedom and achieve your destiny. So start living free by walking in faith. Start living free by walking in the truth, and start living free by walking in the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. See, friends, there's an enemy who wants to trick you and trap you and bring you into bondage again, but the Lord is the Spirit of freedom, and if you'll stay filled with the Spirit, you'll walk in freedom every day. The fact is, you've got a choice to make right now. Are you going to walk with the enemy and go back into bondage, or are you going to walk in the Spirit and live free? You can't have it both ways. That's why Galatians 5, 16 and 17 tells us, so I say, live by the Spirit's power. Then you will not do what your desires controlled by sin want you to do. The desires controlled by sin do not want what the Spirit delights in. And the Spirit does not want what the desires controlled by sin delight in. The two are at war with each other. That's why you are not supposed to do whatever you want. This truth reminds me of the man who was always living a defeated life. He just never rose above and got the victory. When his pastor tried to help him, the man said, well, pastor, the problem is I can't say no. When my wife wants an expensive car we can't afford, I just can't say no. When my kids want toffee, I just can't say no. When my boss wants me to lie, I can't say no. When a customer wants me to accept a bribe, I just can't say no. When a friend wants me to cover for him, I just can't say no. But then the pastor said this, you say you can't say no, but that's not true. You say no all the time. When God asks you to pay your tithe, you say no. When God tells you to repent and live holy, you say no. When God says watch and pray, you say no. When God tells you to win souls and serve in the church, you say no. Friends, here's the truth you need to pack up and take home with you. If you say yes to sin, you're saying no to God. Yes to the flesh is no to the Spirit. Yes to temptation is no to holiness. And the opposite is also true. No to sin is yes to freedom. No to the flesh is yes to the Spirit. No to temptation is yes to holiness. No to your friends is yes to Jesus. For when you walk in the Spirit and say yes to Jesus, you'll say no to sin. You'll say yes to freedom and no to bondage. For Jesus Christ has called us to live free. He wants us free for our sake and for the sake of others around us so they can live free too. And that brings us to our third truth today. In Christ, I serve in freedom. Listen to how our scripture text for today ends in Galatians 5:13. Use your freedom to serve one another in love. So God sets us free and causes us to stay free so that we can serve free. He's called us to the abundant life so we can be a testimony to others of the good work he's done in us. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 10:8, freely you've received, freely give. That's what Harriet Tubman discovered. Harriet Tubman was a slave born in the USA in 1820. She wasn't a very impressive woman. She was only about 5 feet tall, in her late 30s, and wore old clothes. She couldn't read, she couldn't write, and if she were to smile at you, you would see that her top two front teeth were missing. But Harriet was determined to live free. So one day, Harriet ran away, escaping the cruel bondage of slavery. By God's grace, Harriet made it to freedom. She landed in the city of Philadelphia and started living a new life in freedom. But 1 year into her new life of freedom, Harriet risked everything to go back south to the place where she'd been a slave. You see, when Harriet escaped, she vowed to go back and bring her family out to freedom too. So Harriet Tubman started a new life as a secret conductor, someone who would find and guide out slaves with the help of sympathizers along the way. Every summer and winter, Harriet would work, saving the money she would need for her trips to the South. And every spring and fall, she would risk her life by heading south and returning with more of her people. Over the course of the next 10 years, Harriet guided out more than 300 people, including many of her own family. She made 19 trips south in all, plus another 11 delivering slaves into Canada. She became known as Black Moses because of her ability to go into the land of captivity and bring so many people out of slavery's bondage. And so it is for us as well. We've been rescued by Jesus from bondage and slavery. We've been set free by the power of his name and his blood. And he's given us the glorious new life of living in freedom. But not only that, he's called us to free others as well. That's what we learn from the Bible in Jude 1, 22 to 25. Listen to God's word. And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. Now all glory to God, who's able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen. The Bible tells us God has shown mercy to us so that we can show mercy to others. Jesus has freed us so we can help free others. He has a plan and a purpose for your life, a plan of freedom. He's come to set you free. He's come to live in you so that you can stay free. And he's come to empower you to serve him in freedom all the days of your life. You may be here watching or listening with a heavy burden that has held you down and you just can't seem to break free. You may be here today with doubts in your mind or fear in your heart. You've tried to overcome, but something seems to be pulling you back. Your thoughts keep returning to the same old and negative patterns. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus gives you true freedom. Perhaps you're here today and you say, Pastor, I'm caught in a temptation. I just can't break free. I want to do what's right, but I keep falling over and over. Or maybe you're here and you're trapped in a relationship that's going nowhere. You can't walk away. You've been with someone for years, but it's not going anywhere. But I'm here to tell you today, Jesus comes to give you true freedom. You could be stuck in a cycle of debt and financial lack. You get jobs and contracts, but there's always a delay in getting paid. You have to keep on borrowing to stay afloat. There are many different ways the devil tries to trap us and trick us and keep us in bondage. But today in Christ, no matter your bondage, no matter your shackle, no matter your captivity, I declare you are free in Christ. Right now, I believe something's breaking in your life. The door is opening. The pipe is clearing. The stuck is going free. The burden is being lifted. And I speak freedom to you in the name of Jesus. I speak freedom in your finance, in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, in your relationship. I speak freedom to you, for it is because of freedom Christ has set you free. So just put your hand on your chest and lift your other hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you died and rose again so that I could be free. I believe you destined me to live in true freedom. I come to you now and I ask you to fill me. I surrender my life to you. Give me the power. Give me the victory. Give me the freedom you died and rose to bring into my life. I thank you by faith, and I bless you today, even as I commit my life to live in true freedom. Amen and amen. Breaking
through, I see you. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We are open to safely worship in person here at Agape Land, East Lagon, and you are always welcome to join us. If you would like to support our ministry, you can go to our website, agapehouseghana.org, and click Give Online. God bless you.